There we go. And 11:15. Well, we're a little bit early here, 11:14 still, up to 68 degrees. It's a little cooler today, Mabel Louise.
That's right. It's still a beautiful day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, feels like fall. Someone reminded me it's not fall yet. Well, I guess September 22nd legally brings in the fall, but believe me, this morning, it felt like fall. Air was chipper, and I had to scurry around and find a jacket that I tucked away in the springtime. Well, are you having a good day? You know, when I'm sitting behind the mic and have my Bible open in front of me, I always think of, wonder who's out there listening. Maybe you're doing the dishes, or maybe you're riding along in a truck, or maybe you're in an office and you're working and, oh, all kinds. Maybe it's a 16-wheeler. I've had mail from truck drivers who told me they were listening and they come through this area. One particular one was on his way to New York and he comes through Wisconsin and told me he always listens to WWIB. That made my day. I thought that was so nice. So, if you're out there, I welcome you, and I hope you welcome me. Well, if you were able to get up this morning, I just want to remind you, you're having a good day. It's always so nice, isn't it, to be able to get up. Well, some of my precious great-grandchildren started to school this week, one of them starting kindergarten. Oh, my goodness. And I hope things ran smoothly for you as a parent. You had to get up a little earlier, didn't you, and prepare those lunches and get the kids off to school. I remember those days, and let me just add that they were some of the best days of my life. I loved it. I loved my children. Had prayer with them before they left for school. And my goodness. It just seemed like they left our home, grew up too fast. Yes, they go to college, out to the work world, and, oh, my goodness, never living at home again. So you want a little advice? Well, let me give it to you. Live it up while you can. Don't complain about the extra schedules and all that you have to do. Yes, there's lots of running here and there. But how many of you have said to your children before they leave, study hard and you'll be a winner? Yes, I know I've said that to my children, and I'm sure you have too. Well, that just brought to my mind the verse that I have for you today, and it's found over in 2 Timothy 2:15. Do you know it already? I bet you do. It's a familiar one. It talks about study. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. So, I guess we all need to be studying, not just our children, but we need to study daily God's Word. And then we'll really know how to live. It's hard to believe, isn't it, that summer has ended and it's time to start that old busy schedule of school all over and over again. I keep asking myself, where did the summer go? Didn't it seem so short? Wow. Do you remember that old song, School Days? Yes, I'm going to remind you about it again. I did 10 years ago, and I'm going to do it again. I remember my mother singing it to us when we were preparing for another school year. Yes, we had to get our supplies too, just like the children do today. And I just thought it would be fun. In fact, my daughter suggested that I tell you about my experience in the little red one-room schoolhouse. Oh, it's so different than what the children have today. Well, we had to go to town in a 1920 Model T Ford. And we went to our general store in town, and we purchased our pencils, our pencil box. We just had to have a pencil box, color crayons, and notebook paper. And I'm sure that all the way that we went to town, we were singing at the top of our voice that old song, school days, dear old golden rule days. Reading and writing and arithmetic, taught to the tune of a hickory stick. I was your queen in calico. It's hard for me to even say it. I want to sing it. You were my bashful barefoot beau, and I wrote on your slate, I love you, Joe, when we were a couple of kids. Remember that? Used to be in the children's books. And I remember singing that with my brothers and my sister. Well, we lived on a farm when I was in the first grade. And by the way, there were no kindergartens in my early days. And we lived on a farm about 3.5 miles from school. So my father purchased an extra wide cedar buggy. Yes, an old-fashioned black buggy. And he hitched our riding horse to the buggy. And my oldest brother, Jimmy, drove us to school. The back of the buggy had a nice trunk that you could put your books and your lunches in. There were four of us. There was Jimmy, my oldest. There was Elizabeth, my sister. Tommy, my next brother, and then me, the youngest. And I would have to sit on my sister's lap because it was only a one-seater buggy. And you know what? I would sit on my sister's lap, and we would go, whether it was raining or snowing or sleeting or whatever, we were off to school. My mother made such wonderful lunches for us. And all the kids in school would say they wished their mother knew how to bake like ours did. And we attended a one-room schoolhouse. If I remember correctly, there were over 36 of us ranging from first grade to eighth grade. On Labor Day, we were, as a family, over at Greg and Sue's to be together for our last hurrah of the summer. And by the way, I have 7 teachers in my family. And the teachers that were there were discussing how many students they were going to be having in their room. And 2 of them had the top number of 24. And they were saying that their room would be packed and they would be busy. Well, I was thinking about, that's what brought this to my mind to prepare the story, is how did that one teacher teach 8 grades with 36 students? They did it, and they did a good job. And I wanted you to know that they were just wonderful. And if I remember correctly, then we had that 36, and also there was a big potbelly stove, and if our gloves got wet from rain or snow, we could put them on that big silver circle that surrounded the stove that was nice and warm, and we could drive. They would always be dry by the time we were ready to go home. And then we could always, if our socks were wet, we could put our feet up and let them rest on that silver circle. And then we would head back home at exercise. We would play ball and games, and usually the eighth graders would be in charge of the games. After school was out, we'd head back home, and upon arrival, change our school clothes to an everyday's and get to our chores. Mine was gathering the eggs and feeding the chickens. We always had supper together, and after supper, all four of us children would help with the dishes, then sit around the kitchen table and do our homework. Mother would be close by doing the mending, and Dad would be in a rocking chair reading the daily newspaper. I suppose I should say, wow, what a difference the years make. I have great-grandchildren now who attend pre-K, kindergarten, first grade, and all of those pre-K and kindergarten years, you guess what I was doing? I was following my mother around and my dad, asking a million questions, learning how to live. Those were special years where I got to ride on the wagon and I got to sit on Dad's lap when he was out in the field doing the different chores and the work on the farm. And all the time I was with my parents, they were teaching me things that they wanted me to know about nature and Jesus and the pretty clouds and all of those wonderful things. And both of my parents knew and loved the Lord, so we did a lot of talking about Jesus. And by the way, my first grade teacher's name was Miss Kirby. Yes, she was a wonderful Christian, and she had the patience of Job. She needed it with all of those students and all of those different grades. And by the way, we did begin school by quoting the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. We stood by the side of our desk with our hand on our heart, and you know what? Sometimes we'd even sing the Star-Spangled Banner. And that made such a big impression in my life, to love my country and to take a stand for what we believe. And that's so important. I hope that you are doing that. And I hope your teacher at school is emphasizing how blessed you are to have the beautiful school facilities that we taxpayers are paying for. By the way, where I live, the old school is going to be abandoned and another new big one built just a quarter of a mile away. Looking forward to seeing it go up. It's going to be just wonderful. And can you imagine what it would have been like in the good old days? I hope I have some listeners out there today who are from the old school. And I'm just wondering, could there be someone out there listening to me right now who attended a one-room schoolhouse? If you did, drop me a note and let me know where it was, what you did, and what you enjoyed about it, and give me some details. I think that would just be so much fun. And later on, I can share it on the broadcast, because we need to remind each other how good God has been to us to have so much progress in our country. To think that to go to the schools today, the facilities are so beautiful. Imagine in the one-room schoolhouse, no indoor restroom, no running water, no gym. Oh my goodness, the children have so much to be thankful for. And I had to walk 2.5 miles one way when we moved to another town. And it was a a lot of uphill. Took a while to go and had to get up early. Walk in rain, snow, sleet, yes. And children today are picked up by the bus and taken to school. I hope that you remind your children, you grandparents, you grandchildren, of how blessed they are to have all that they have in their schools today. Well, it's been so wonderful to be with you, and I hope you didn't mind that I came to you with my history of going to the one-room schoolhouse. And by the way, did I tell you that it was red? Yes. And guess what? If you're interested in seeing the facilities of a one-room schoolhouse, may I suggest that you come to Chippewa and go to Irvine Park, where they have a little white one that's fully furnished. I think your children would love to go in there and see all that they had in the good old days. Well, it's been good to be with you. God bless you, and goodbye.